In a bizarre turn of events, the world's most powerful leaders have ditched their suits and ties for a game of hide and seek. Yes, you read that right. Forget about political negotiations and high-level discussions. It's all about camouflaging and awaiting capture now. The idea originated during a particularly dull international summit. Tired of the same old speeches and formalities, one leader suggested injecting some excitement into the proceedings. And what better way to do that than with a classic childhood game? From that moment on, chaos ensued. Heads of state transformed into cunning hiders, scouting for the most ingenious hiding spots within the summit venue. One leader cunningly disguised themselves as a potted plant, while another squeezed into a tiny broom closet, barely containing their laughter. The rules were simple. A designated seeker would count to 100 while the rest of the leaders scattered in every direction. The seeker, often chosen by a random drawing or simply the most gullible participant, had the daunting task of tracking down their elusive colleagues. Rumor has it that some leaders even bribed the staff to keep quiet about their hiding places. As the game progressed, security teams were left scratching their heads. How were they supposed to maintain order when the world's most influential figures were playing an elaborate game of cat and mouse? Their meticulously planned security measures were rendered useless, as they found themselves chasing shadows and struggling to keep up with the game's unpredictable twists and turns. Social media exploded with hilarious memes and speculations about where each leader might be hiding. The hashtag gone rogue leaders trends worldwide, with users sharing comical theories and Photoshop images of leaders squeezed into the most unlikely places. But as the game stretched on, it became evident that this lighthearted diversion was more than just a temporary distraction. It revealed the shared humanity and camaraderie among leaders who are often seen as distant and unapproachable. In a world torn by conflicts and disagreements, they found a moment of unity through laughter and the spirit of competition. Days turned into weeks, and the game showed no signs of ending. World leaders became experts at evading capture, utilizing everything from secret tunnels to hidden trapdoors. It seemed like they had unlocked a new dimension of diplomacy, one where understanding and cooperation were achieved through a playful game rather than diplomatic maneuvering. As the saga of hide and seek continues to unfold, the world watches with bated breath, unsure if the leaders will ever emerge from their secret lairs. Will this epic game of global diplomacy gone wild lead to groundbreaking breakthroughs or simply a prolonged state of playfulness? Only time will tell. Until then, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. After all, who knew that world leaders could have such a mischievous side?